Welcome back. Today on the show, we'll be talking morning rituals, time travel, and a very interesting fountain drink hack. Stay tuned. So I was driving home, listening to the first episode, my podcast, and I didn't like my voice. Maybe you've had the same experience when you record like a selfie video or just a picture sometimes. You're like, who is that person? I don't like that. Is that me? You know, you kind of have that kind of thing. Well, try doing it with your voice. Or maybe you leave a voicemail somewhere and then you hear your voicemail. You're like, I never said that. Yeah, that's kind of what it was like. So I'm going to try to work on it. Hopefully this podcast will get better as we go along. I'm going to work on, you know, just my voice and speaking faster, speaking, you know, maybe using more keywords and not saying and all that. All right, enough about that. Also, I'm going to try to make this part of my morning routine. More about that later. So be looking forward to one every day, or maybe at least, you know, maybe every other day. But for the time being, if there's nothing to report on or nothing, you know, I got nothing exciting to say, then I'm not going to record anything. But I am going to try to do it a few times a week for sure. All right. So the guys and I were trying to come up with some interesting stuff to start the podcast off with. And we weren't recording and kind of missed out on all of it. But then we did hit record and we came in across a pretty interesting conversation. Well, I'll just let you listen.
Yeah. You know what I saw? I think it was a picture. It was a video. They were pouring... you know how when you say you go to Jack in the Box, you want like a regular cup, you get a large cup, or like the extra large.
Yeah.
They poured like Coke or whatever, some water into the medium one, uh-huh. And then they used the medium one, they poured it into the large, and it was about the same thing.
Yeah.
And then they took the large one and they poured it into the extra large, and it was only like. A half an inch difference, or an inch difference,
wow,
of the portion that you're actually getting. That's so, you know, it's like a trick. Like,
it also depends on the amount of rice.
It's just the way that the cup looks.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's bigger, but
the cup has more volume on the actual, on the sides, on the body of it. On those cups, they have more. Like, if you notice, the further away, when you stack them, the further away they are from rim to rim.
Yeah.
That means there's more volume in the actual cup than what there is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, like, they're taller.
Yeah.
But they're, like, slimmer. Right? It's like a trick. The thing to do with the hack is, if you're taking it to go, just don't put any ice in there. And then just use the ice you have at home.
Yeah, but if you're eating there, just get you a small one.
If you're eating there, yeah, you can get refills. All right, pretty interesting topic here, food for thought, time travel. And this kind of goes along with the previous episode about, you know, the concept of time. But I believe time travel, we currently do it. When we get in a plane and go to the other side of the world, you know, for example, I'm here in Texas. If I go to Australia, you know, I believe like I would be time traveling. If you were to walk there, I mean, how long would that take you? It'll take you probably maybe like a year to walk, get a boat, and then, you know, get another boat and then walk to wherever you need to go, say like a meeting or whatever. However, if I was to jump on a plane, I would be there in about 24 hours, especially if I'm getting on a jet. Yeah. So it's saving a whole year worth of travel. So by taking a plane, you're theoretically like time traveling to the future, because what would take you a year to do, you can accomplish in 24 hours. So at a smaller rate, you know, I believe that when you get in a car and go across town or across the country, we're also time traveling to the future, just at a, you know, at a slower rate. Now, compare this to other things like the transfer of information, for example, mail. So we now can just easily send an email and a person across the world can like receive it in seconds. But before we had, you know, computers and the internet, you know, it would take days, weeks to send a letter to, you know, someone just across the country. So this is why the further we advance in technology, the faster we feel that time accelerates, because since time, like I said on the previous episode, is, you know, like relative, it just stands still, we accomplish more things in a less amount of time, which is really less amount of us aging or in our lifespan. That's why you hear the quote, "It feels like this year went by so fast," or "This week went by so fast," or "The busier you are, the faster time goes by." And it makes a lot of sense, because you get a lot more done these days, or you can travel very far distance in a shorter amount of time. So, food for thought. Let me know what you think. Call in or comment. Tell me your thoughts about that time travel. All right, business talk. So why am I doing this podcast and starting a vlog and all that? It's because I want to be a practitioner and I want to be experienced in these digital channels and go through all the same, growing pains and producing content, you know, the same thing that I'm going to be helping out my clients with. So I really want to be in it with them, as I should. At the same time, it's going to be, you know, promoting my business and helping out other entrepreneurs, you know, and best practices and stuff like that. Cool. So what I wanted to talk to you about this morning is morning routines. I first got into morning routine. I was reading this book called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, and in it he had studied, you know, the best practices of successful entrepreneurs and business owners, and he was studying kind of like what do they do in the mornings, like what are they doing, you know, and he found that then it was a combination of a number of things. Everyone did a little something different, but it was meditation, it was affirmations, it was visualization, it was, you know, reading, a lot of reading, journaling, and exercise. And so he basically, you know, started something called, you know, like the Miracle Morning, and wrote a book about it, and it kind of goes over all those, and in the book is just a small intro into all of those things, and then it's really just to encourage you to start, you know, waking up early. Say wake up like an hour early, or wake up 2 hours early before you have to go to work, before you have to clock in, or before your day actually starts, and then just take that time to meditate, to read, to work on your side project. And you're gonna feel. So I started doing this, and about 2 years ago, and it was awesome. It was like, you know, by the time I left the house, I felt like I had already completed a whole day. It almost felt like, because I had gotten so much done. So it was really cool. And also, I really liked like the meditation part and like the journaling part. Because for me, I really enjoy writing, you know, just practicing my penmanship and getting my my thoughts on a piece of paper and concrete. It really helps a lot. So so I was looking for something, a journal or something to get me started this year. And I came across this book. It's called The Mindfulness, A Journal. It's called Mindfulness, A Journal. And it's really cool. It's by Catherine Price, and it starts off, it's really just a journal that starts you off by giving you like an inspirational quote or just something to think about, or like it asks you a question, and then it just lets you, it's got a lines on the paper so you can like write and fill them in. I'm gonna be doing a vlog or video introducing this book so you can like actually see it. But it's really cool. I just picked it up at Barnes & Noble. As far as reading, started this book called The Conversion Code by Chris Smith. And it was, I just got into it, but it's about, you know, capturing internet leads and create quality appointments and close more sales. So it's kind of like deals with the online space. Cool. So let me know, call in or comment and let me know what your, if you have a morning routine. And I want to know what that's like. Or if you don't, then I want to encourage you to start one, you know, just start by, you know, maybe getting up 30 minutes earlier, maybe an hour earlier. Practice, you know, either a mindfulness meditation or prayer, or maybe just go for a walk or run in place, just get your heart rate up, and you know, actually more about that later. But all right, cool. All right, thank you so much for listening. I want to leave you with this dope track. It's by Imagine Dragons and Khalib. They did a medley for the American Music Awards in November, and then in December they actually released the track. It's called Thunder / Young, Dumb, and Broke. I hope you enjoy it. Bye.